Phone Losers of America. What are they trying to say? That they're losers? And what's with this cactus business?
How can a group of people be so obsessed with telephones? With telephones. I don't get it. I don't get it. I don't get it. What's fascinating about a telephone? Normal people use telephones to call people. They don't obsess over them. No.
Get a life, phone losers! They have a ridiculous YouTube account where they post immature prank calls and idiotic contests. It's the dumbest thing ever! Who watches this crap?
For 20 years now, they've been doing the same old stupid shtick.
They think they're hackers, but they couldn't hack their way out of a paper bag!
Cactus. Cactus. Cactus.
Cactus.
Cactus.
I watched Richard Cardo's YouTube videos, and you know what?
It all adds up.
It makes sense.
I think they did it.
They even have a live call-in show on Cacti Radio. Maybe I'll give them a call this week, but I don't think those idiots are going to like what I have to say.
Playing on the telephone is for kids. These aren't kids. They need to grow up, get a life, find girlfriends, and find jobs. They really are losers.
Cactus.
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 I am playing games.
Cactus.
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 Am I supposed to be doing this?
Cactus.
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 Cactus. This cocksucker.
Cactus.
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 You've got to be crapping on my balls.
Cactus.
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 This is going to be a fuck job to edit.
Cactus.
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 You're calling me a hobo.
Cactus.
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 Roy, the retarded boy.
Cactus.
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 How about if I come down and punch your head off?
Cactus.
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 You blowing smoke up my ass.
Cactus.
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 You think a tracer can stop me?
Hey, everybody, you're listening to the Snowplow Show for February 10th, 2017. I'm your host, Brad, filling in for Jim, who couldn't make it today. And today's show is sponsored by Matt Z. Thank you, Matt Z, for being a supporter of the show, just like Cluto and Kelly S. and Miguel F. and Stan Trucker and Ben Hard and Milk Brain and Default C and Buster C and Jason B. and Brian W. and Todd L. and Mike U. and FOD87 and Omni and Robert S. and of course Honey Baby and Julian J. and Cody A. and Bobo Bob the Hobo Bob and Jeff and Curbs and High School Graduate and I guess Chris and Sarah also, but especially Matt Z, because he's sponsoring this episode of the Snowplow Show. Those other people I mentioned, they don't really matter. I shouldn't just forget I said that. Today is Friday, so of course that means I did a live show earlier today, right before the XYZ show, and I don't really have any announcements today, so I guess we'll just get straight into the live show. Just a warning, it kind of gets off to a slow start because I have audio issues, and I did edit out a lot of the audio issues, but some of them are still in there. And then, of course, Nikki D, he happened again, gave me some numbers that weren't picking up and didn't answer. So tired of his shit. But anyway, here is the live show right after a very quick word from our sponsors.
Nobody asked for it, but it's finally here. Yep. Clear to dance floor and your hearts for Incognito Sings the Hits.
But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more just to stop Brad Cutter from making one more phone call.
Yep, it's RBCP's arch nemesis, Incognito, and he's back to get the party jumping.
Wait, stop! Answer the phone and listen! I'm back with a brand new invention, something that will grab you tightly and part like a harpoon daily and nightly!
Yes, it's Incognito, and he's singing the hits of today and yesterday.
Hello, I hate you, won't you tell me your name? Hello, I hate you, won't you jump in your game?
You and your fans and your everything will be bowing down before him. Is that really what you want to say, Kendall?
Yes, say it!
Okay, you'll be bowing down before Incognito before you know it.
La 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 la! La 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 la! Want your bad phone calls!
So don't be the last one to get your copy of Incognito Sings the Hits. All proceeds benefit Incognito and his ambition to end the phone losers of America. Act now to receive your copy of Boots and Boys by the Red Hawks and the Chili Peppers.
Something about boots and boys. They bring me so much joy. I gotta say it, I wear them both so pretty as I walk in the city. Boots and boys.
Yes, Incognito Sings the Hits. Order yours today!
It's a show. I'm doing a show. How are you guys doing? I'm not doing video stuff today because I'm pretty much just too lazy. So we're just doing the Mixler today. It looks like there's 51 listeners so far. I'm kind of thinking maybe I'll just mostly play music while I play Simpsons Tapped Out. That seems like more fun right now. I don't really even have anything planned. I have, I do have some, not a list really, but I have several numbers here. Nikki D keeps sending me numbers, I think from his manager's desk or something. I see like a big desk calendar. Oh wait, maybe it's a wall calendar, but there's post-its on it. And every post-it has a phone number and a person's name and something they need, like you know, that lady that wanted the baggies for her street quantities of marijuana she was selling through the church or something like that. So I've got those. I can call a few of those. So we have one note here. It's on a green, looks like a 3x5 index card sitting on a table. There's a bunch of math on it. They're doing some subtraction. And then something about 15 years. 3.7. Anyway, on the bottom of it, there's someone's name, Joanne, and she has a phone number with a weird area code. And it says above her name she wants... Well, it just says above her name. I don't know what this is about, but it says Kavita Apple Cider Vinegar Iced Tea with Lemon. So, I don't know. I don't know what that means. Is she just... Did she order some from the grocery store? They're supposed to let her know when it comes in? That could be it. Let's just call her up. I'm watching...
Leave your message.
Oh, really?
Joanne? Jenny.
Straight to voicemail. I blame Nikki D. Nikki D gave me a really good one the other day.
Please leave your message for...
Joanne...
Like, it was a lady from the supermarket. She wrote a check for groceries, which, you know, what the hell? She writes a check. But she wrote the check for, like, $4 too much. Like, she gave them $4 too much money. And I tried calling her back for, like, 2 weeks, and she just refused to pick up her phone. It really sucked. That could have been a good one. So the next post-it we have, it's two post-its. They're just kind of sitting on a calendar. It looks like they are on a desk calendar. Hannah and Alex. I mean, and it doesn't say anything. Okay, so there's a name, Hannah, and then a phone number. And then there's another name, Alex, and another phone number. Very similar phone number. And then underneath it says, all day, and then it's covered. AVA. Oh, all day available. I think these must be employees. So I could call them up and tell them they're fired. I was really hoping the first one was going to work out. But like I said, if these don't work out, I think I'm just going to play music for the next 2 hours until the XYZ show starts. And I'm going to play Simpsons Tapped Out while I listen to music and watch the chat room and don't make prank calls. All right, let's try Hannah. I started a second Tapped Out game today. That's how addicted I am.
The number you dialed has been changed.
And every one of these... Ah, fucking Nikki D. He always does this to me. Every one of these numbers is broken or not picking up. Tiger Eye thinks this is...
The subscriber you have dialed is not in service.
Tiger Eye thinks this is a two-hour live show, but no, it's just going to be music. It's going to be live music. Pre-recorded live music. Now it's ringing. What the hell? Before it gave me a weird message.
Subscriber you have dialed is not in service. If you feel you...
It rang four times to tell me that it's not in service. I think Alex probably just has his cell phone line forwarded to an error message. Okay, another post-it. It's a third post-it, and this one has a phone number and nothing else. So... I don't know. Let's... It's written in pencil, too. This whole thing is bullshit.
Hello?
Hello, this is Roy from the Market Basket. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Right.
Speak up.
Yeah, I can hear you. Hello?
Hey, take me off speaker, mother... sir?
Not on speaker. You're on a car phone.
A car phone? Is it up to
who
your...
Who are you calling?
Is it up... This is Roy from the Market Basket. Is the phone up to your face? Ah. I just had to argue with them about what speakerphone was. Make him hang up on me. I'm pretty sure he was not holding the phone next to his face. And that's called speakerphone. I think I accidentally got connected to Brooklyn in 1987. Who the fuck calls it a car? Hello?
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording...
I thought it was going to be like the Motorola subscriber you've called has traveled outside the coverage area. He's not going to pick up now. Hey there, we got disconnected somehow. This is Roy from the Market Basket.
What Market Basket?
The Market Basket. We wrote your phone number down on a red post-it and set it on the calendar.
What are you talking about?
I'm at the Market Basket. We wrote down your phone number, and it's sitting here on my desk calendar. It's right above, looks like the 21st of this month. Do you know anything that's going to happen to you on the 21st? I'm trying to figure, because there's no name on this one. Okay. I think I probably just interfered with some assassination plans or something like that. I'm going to try Joanne again. I really want to talk to her about this vinegar.
Please leave your message for...
Damn it.
Joanne?
Okay, there's one last picture from Nikki D. And it's just a phone number again. It's on a red post-it. He's holding it there with his fingernail. His fingernails are very, very jagged and not... You can tell he doesn't get pedicures, Nikki D. So... If you guys ever see Nikki D, like in on the Facebook or in the chat or anything, make fun of his fingernails. Tell him to go get a damn pedicure, like us real men do. But there's no name on this. There's a boxed-in number above it that says 146. Maybe it's like in Fight Club where they just pick up the phone and answer with 146.
Hello.
Hello, this is Roy from the Market Basket.
What was that?
This is Roy from the Market Basket.
What store?
Well, 146.
Okay.
Yep, how you doing today?
Good, you?
Oh, not too bad. You know, hanging in there, taking it one day at a time. My mom died recently. But other than that, things are going pretty good.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, it's been a while, but you know, it's you know, everything's fine now. I'm getting over it, taking it one day at a time.
And how can I help you?
Oh, well, we just had your number written down here on a red post-it.
Yep.
It says 146, right by the calendar. It's sitting on the desk. So what'd you need? Why is your number on my desk?
I'm not sure. Which, you're with Market Basket?
Right, yes.
What division?
146.
Which is, I work for Market Basket too. I'm just a little confused.
Oh, okay. Where you want, did you need something then? What the hell is this? What are you wasting my time for?
I have no idea.
Well, what'd you call for?
You called me, sir.
Well, your number's here on my desk. What am I supposed to do?
I don't know. That's why... what do you do for Market Basket?
I do a little bit of everything. A little bit of this, a little bit of that, you know? Maybe I just don't want to tell you what I do with my day, all day. You know?
Okay, well, you had called me. That's why I'm trying to figure out why you could possibly have a message.
Well, it's your number on my desk.
From me to you.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't know.
I'm trying to figure out which... what the purpose behind why it would be on your desk.
I don't know. We got to figure
what
this
out. What division? Do you work in produce? Do you work in dairy?
Maybe it's produce. Maybe it's dairy. Who knows? I don't even know your name. What are you, a stalker?
Well, you said my name was Ryan, correct?
Yeah, yeah, that's totally
you
what I said.
You said your name's Roy?
Yeah, my name's Roy, and you're Ryan.
What's your last name, sir?
Oh, what is this? What are you trying to do, steal my identity or something?
No, sir, we work for the same company, apparently.
Right, but, you know, sometimes people within the company do shitty things, too, like steal your identity. I know the warning signs. I see what you're trying to do.
Okay, well, I mean, I don't think you need to swear at me.
Well, if you're trying to steal my identity, what do you expect me to do?
Okay, sir. You have a good day.
Hey, why is your number here, motherfucker? And what's your okay? All right. I just didn't know what to do, you guys. I mean, there's nothing on this paper. That was a Boston area code, you guys. Actually, I think the other one was too. Oh, no, it's not. But close enough. It's right there, right next to it. Well, shit, you guys. I was really... I was hoping most of the numbers wouldn't have been disconnected, and there would have been better ideas and notes and names and... Fucking Nicky D. It's always something with him. So that's pretty much my plan for the entire day. Thanks for listening, everyone. I'm gonna play a little bit of Tapped Out, Simpsons Tapped Out, and then I'll look at my notes again, see if there's more things I can do. Hold on, I got a few more things to click on Simpsons Tapped Out. You guys play Simpsons Tapped Out because you should be my friend on there, RBCP. I set up another one. I think it's Brad BCP. RBCP and Brad BCP. Why aren't you playing Tapped Out? I've been playing for 6 years now. Okay, so I found another list here. It's from Jeff. Jeff is the one that sends us many like civic-type lists. You know, sidewalk petitions and, you know, just public record-type stuff. Genuine Fake says Tapped Out is gay. Someone please kick him from the chat room ASAP. By the way, Nicky D's in the chat room, you guys. I don't know if you guys noticed that, but he said hello. I don't know if it's the real Nicky D, but if everyone could just please attack him on a personal level, I would appreciate it. Everyone should add a Crazy Calvin W on Simpsons Tapped Out. He plays as well. Hold on, you guys. I'm going to pause the show for a minute and add him real quick. Oh, yeah, the list. Okay, so Jeff sent me a list. He says, attached is a list of contractors who attended a rebid meeting for a roof repair project at the highway shop in Wisconsin. It has phone numbers, and I don't know, maybe you could call them and say their representative at the pre-bid meeting shit in a corner on the highway shop and you have it on video, or he stole tools or data or whatever. If you need help with the company names, let me know. The project is for the highway department, so I'm supposed to be the highway department, and here is some contact information for them. And I'm not gonna put their number in. I just put the same area code in. I don't know what number I'm using. And he gives me numbers for highway committee people. I don't know. Okay, so I'm clicking on the PDF. And it says highway shop roof replacement. They need the stone ballast that is to be removed and can stay on site at the highway department, will not require disposal. And number two, a copy of the pre-bid sign-in sheet is attached. And you must acknowledge receipt of this addendum in the space provided on the bid form. I don't know, you guys, but what it is, it's a sheet, and it has handwritten bids, or handwritten people in it. It's the roofing company name, the representative name, their phone number, their fax number, their email address. And it looks like there are 10 of them. We have 10 people to call. 10 roofing companies.
Hello.
Sorry. Let's see. Okay, so I got that written down. Let me enlarge the list. One of these guys wrote in purple, so we're going to have a word with him about that. I'm going to tell him he didn't get the job because his purple pen was way too gay. Okay, so you guys, I have no idea what to do with this. I need your ideas. I've actually started to do this on my own, like for a pre-recorded show, and I don't know. What do I say to these people? Oh, here's the problem. This is from back in August, so this is long done. It's finished. So we can't tell them they win the bids, or we can tell them that somebody else got the bid and they fucked it all up. Now we need them to come out and fix things. I don't know. I can just start calling, though, right now. It's going to be Randy. We're going to talk to Randy. So it's like a highway department, some sort of a garage next to the highway, like maybe where they keep trucks or storage or something like that. It's a highway department building of some sort. And what was it? Was it the roof that needed done or the entire building? I don't know. I forget. Yeah, roof replacement. It's a roof replacement thing. Oh yeah, I forgot to do a Facebook mob. Sorry, you guys. Oops. I guess we could figure one of those out real quick. But no, we're doing roofing stuff. First, we have to do this roofing stuff. If you guys don't give me an idea, I'm just going to do something really lame, like tell this guy he stole our pin. Yeah, Brad BCP and RBCP. There's two of me. Two towns. I'm working on a new one and an old one. Hello? Randy?
Hello?
I think that was John Prankster's fault. I was talking to him when this guy picked up. Yeah, I wish we knew which one of these people got the contract. Hello? Sir, hello? Roofing company? Okay, let me check my shit here. Maybe I'm having audio issues. Hold on one second. I've been having some weird problems this week. Uh-oh. Yeah. Audio issues, you guys. Hold on, let me unplug something. I really miss my old setup. My old setup, it worked perfectly. Never gave me problems. Okay, there, it's fixed. I had to unplug a USB cable and plug it back in. Everything's perfect. And now I don't want to call this guy, because he probably heard me saying hello, hello, hello. I couldn't hear him. PLA 845 says, oddly enough, the FBI's podcast no longer has issues since they seized your mixer. They didn't take my mixer, though. They just took the computers. They were nice enough to leave everything else. Okay, I'm calling the first one on this list. They stole our pin. Motherfuckers stole our pin. It's gonna ring any second now. Here it comes. It's about to ring. Here it goes. Alright, let's try again. Oh, that didn't sound good. God damn it, you guys. Okay, right, here we go. Or here, let me just call a random phone number, such as Pacific Bell.
Welcome, AT&T. Para español, oprime el ocho.
It's gonna work for sure this time, you guys. Everything's fine. My show's not falling apart.
Good afternoon, White Roofing.
Hi, is Randy around?
He's currently out of the office. Would you like his voicemail?
Well, no, not really. Is anyone else in charge around? Like, a man?
What are you looking... I guess... What is this in regards to?
Oh, well, I'm calling from the county highway department. He put in a bid for a roofing job last August.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep. That's all you need to worry your pretty little head about, because it doesn't concern matters of the kitchen. I guess she's gone. It's okay. I really like, shit, I forgot whose idea it was. It's gone now. Genuine fake. They pressed down too hard with the pin, and they dinged the table. Okay, we're gonna try that. Should I call her back and be like, are you okay, honey? Did you think the phone was a blender and you hit the wrong button?
Roofing.
Hi, is Troy there?
Roofing.
Hi, is Troy there? Oh, no, you guys, it's happening again. I think I know a solution. Okay, give me 1 second. We're going to take the USB cable out. We're going to wind it around this way. Plug it in on the other side of the laptop. That'll fix it for sure. I never had problems when I had it plugged in on the right side of the laptop. So now it's going to work. I'll call that lady back. Okay, since I took the USB out, now I have to go in, switch it over to the right thing. Hey, look, I heard the noise. There we go. It's working. Holy
welcome
shit.
Welcome to AT&T.
Okay. Welcome to AT&T. All right. So, second one on the list. Know it's going to work this time. It's about to ring. Okay. Oh, there it goes.
Roofing.
Hi, is Troy there?
No, he isn't.
What's he doing?
He's went to a walkthrough.
Oh, okay. All right. I just need a cell phone then. This is Roy from the highway department, the county highway department. He put a bid in on a roof thing.
Oh, okay. It's a 920.
Oh, wait. Hold on. Hold on. Okay, hold on. Once, just
now, if I can listener, remember the number, then I'm okay.
Blah, 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 blah. Okay. So 920. Uh huh. Oh wait, hold on.
1-3.
Okay, 6.
Yes.
Was that it? Okay.
Did you try calling before and it didn't come through?
Yeah. You know what? I had the USB plugged in on the left side of the laptop, and then I never do that. I always plug it in on the right side of the laptop. But the fucking FBI, they came in and took my old laptop. So now everything's just broken all the time. So that's why you couldn't hear me, motherfuckers.
I know the feeling. Okay, now you got it. 920.
No. I got it. I had okay. to turn the volume down. I want the listeners to get the number.
Okay.
I got it.
You're set.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Uh oh. What was that?
You got it then.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll let you go.
Okay. All right.
Bye bye.
All right. Bye, honey. Turned into a robot at the end. Man, I'm sweating now, you guys. That was really stressful. Since I'm only broadcasting on one thing today, I was able to reach up there and slide the volume knob down and make it so you guys couldn't hear it. It was pretty awesome. Okay, so we're calling Troy's cell phone. He's probably not even going to pick up after all of that. Did I say knob? I meant slider, but not really a slider. More of like a graphic on the screen.
Hello,
Troy?
Yeah.
Hey, this is Roy from the County Highway Department.
Yeah.
And you put that bid in on the roof back in August, it looks like. You remember that?
Hello,
can you hear me?
Yep. Hey, let me call you right back. I'm just going to walk through. I'll call you right back in about 10 minutes.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Sounds perfect. Okay.
Right.
Bye, honey. All right, let me write this down. I need to call him back, because as I learned last time the hard way, I shouldn't display my phone number. I need to call him at 11:18 a.m. Okay, genuine fake. I will do that. Assure him he's a good boy. Okay, next one on the list is Jerry.
We are currently away from the desk or out of the office. Please leave your name,
holy
telephone
shit.
Number, message, and we will return your call as soon as we return.
answering machine message is making me depressed. Now it's busy because the machine's running. Man, I'm just sad now. Okay, let's try the next one on the list. Fucking Jerry.
Please enter your numeric message after the tone.
What? What? There, 666. Take that. Is that guy really carrying a beeper around with him? That's hilarious. Alright, let's try Roger. Roger, I can barely... I don't know, he wrote in like invisible ink or something, and it's mostly disappeared. I have to zoom in really close. I think I got the number right. I think maybe his pen was running out. It's probably because he's pushing down too hard on the table.
Good afternoon, HIS. Can I help you?
Hello, is Randy around?
Yes, he is. Mask was calling.
This is Roy from the highway department. He put in a bid for a roof.
Okay, hold on just a second.
Okay. Whoa, she got excited when I said that. She's like, Mama's getting a new coat. It's probably his wife, you know. So Genuine Fakes wants me to tell him he's a good boy. And then I forget who wants me to tell him that his pin pushed down too hard on the pin. Owes us a new table. Nikki D wants me to say that he won the bid and he gets paid in Bitcoin. But I'm kind of angry with Nikki D right now, so I'm not doing that. It's a great idea, but just out of spite. It's not going to happen, Nikki D. Take that.
Hello, it's Randy.
Hey, Randy. This is Roy from the County Highway Department.
Yes.
And you put in a bid for to put on a new roof back in August. Remember?
Did I?
Yeah, it's on here on the list.
Okay.
You pushed down really hard with your pin, and it damaged the table.
What?
Yeah, like your name is basically written on our table now. It's like you graffitied the table. So we did a search. We went to IKEA, and we found out how much a new table would cost, and we're going to need to get $59.99 from you to buy a new tabletop.
You're going to have to refresh my memory.
Well, it was for the highway department, the highway building roof rebuild.
Okay.
And
where's that located?
Had to remove a big stone ballast and, you know. But you didn't get the bid because you weren't the best person for the job. There was like, you're pretty much last on the list of people that we considered. But it just sucks because you wrote through the, you pushed down really hard on the paper and now our tabletop's all ruined. When anyone else tries to sign the paper, it's like their pen goes into the grooves that you made and makes it hard to read.
What would I have been signing my name for?
You were trying to get a job to put the new roof on. You put your phone number down and your fax number and your email address. And we have them permanently now, all engraved into our table. I guess you just don't know your own strength, you know?
Okay.
But it's not a big deal. It's just $59.99. If you could just, like, you know, come out to the highway department and write a check.
I need to see this first.
You'll see it. Yeah.
I don't get it.
You don't get that, like, when pins are sharp and when you push down really hard into wood?
Well, there's got to be an awful soft table.
No. It was mahogany. That's why it costs so much to replace, $59.99 at IKEA.
I don't think I was even in the building.
Oh.
I met outside.
Now all of a sudden you remember. Yeah, we had the table outside, though.
You had the table outside.
Yeah. Were you just angry because you knew that how much you sucked and you probably wouldn't get the job?
No.
So you were just trying to get revenge, like revenge in advance?
This is the strangest call I've ever gotten.
Really?
Yeah.
My boss, he says that if you want to come by and take a look at it, he says he won't charge you, but he wants to put your face down on the table and rub your nose in it like a bad dog.
What's your name?
My name is Roy Gerbel.
Can you spell it?
I-T.
Pardon?
I, letter I, and then letter T, T like Tom.
R-O-Y-I-T.
No, Roy Gerbel.
Okay. Could you spell your last name?
Oh, sure. It's G-E-R. B-I-L.
Okay. And what's the location that you're at?
We're over here on Montona Street. It's the building that has the table inside that's all totally fucked up because you don't know how to hold a pen in your big meat hands.
Okay. I think I've had enough of this conversation.
Well, we've had enough of people not being able to write on our table because you engraved it with your name. Like you're a damn high schooler or something. Just like engraving your shit in our furniture.
Would do something like that on purpose.
I don't know. It seems kind of stupid. I mean, we knew who did it.
Okay. Well, I'll get back to you when I can. Give me your phone number.
Okay. 920-663-4- can you hold on?
Sure.
Or no, never mind. I don't even want to talk to you.
Okay. And why did you call me?
I don't know, because I want my damn table back.
Well, I can assure you, if what you're saying is true, it was not intentional.
Whatever.
What's the rest of your phone number?
6125. Sorry, I got distracted because my secretary came in and handed me lunch.
All right. I'll get back to you.
That's what happened. You know, Randy?
Yeah.
Okay. Can you at least say you're sorry for the table thing?
Well, if I did it, I'm sorry, but I sure don't recall it, and I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know how that is even possible, but...
Well, because you pushed down too hard with the pen. It was a ballpoint pen.
Probably wasn't even my own pen. What, was it a sign-in sheet?
Yeah, and it was a normal pen. Everyone else signed their names okay. But, you know, it's just you and your big meat hands. You just, like, jabbed it in the table and, like carved it in there. Like when Sarah Connor was carving No Fate into the picnic table. Remember that? That's what you were doing.
I don't remember that, but
whatever.
I can assure you I wasn't trying to carve into a table.
Okay. Okay, well, anyway, grow up.
And, all right.
And we'll be looking for your call back.
Okay.
Okay. Bye. All right. Stalin's making fun of the way I pronounce pin. I'm sorry, Stalin. Sorry I didn't graduate high school like you, Mr. Fancy Pants. Yeah, so in the middle of that, Sunshine comes in the room, and I don't know if she's still here. I think I need to go downstairs, you guys. Like, I have a note that says lunch is in the fridge. So I don't know. I'm going to play music and go see who's in my house right now. Oh, no. Now I can't play music. I'm going to figure this out. Hold on 1 second. We've got this. I know what to do. Hold on. Playback devices. It's because I unplugged that damn USB cable. There we go. Be right back, you guys. To one now. The signal in the sky, oh, that's when you know that you have to fly, oh.
Hello, Roy Gerbel, long-time viewer, long-time listener. This is Donald Trump that I'd call in. I never leave a voicemail, but I leave the best voicemail. All right, I leave the best voicemail. So I thought I'd call, leave a voicemail, keep up the great work.
Thanks.
Absolutely love your show. Absolutely love it.
I think you're the best president ever we've ever had.
Keep up the great work.
You're amazing.
Build the wall, 2017.
Yep, totally agree. So guys, the show's not over yet. I'm just doing kind of like a halfway in the middle of a show type voicemail thing. I'm just going to do a few quick ones at this point in the live show. This is pre-recorded me, by the way. This is not live me, but this is about the point where I took my biggest break during the show. So this is a good place for voicemails, right?
Hey, Brad. Roy. Oh, hopefully this isn't live. I have a question. A few years back, you had played on the show a exclusive advertisement that you were going to I don't know, put on another podcast. And one of the calls was
not understand.
He called someone and told them that their car exploded, and the guy in the background was like, what? Do you know what call that was from? Because I cannot find that. I looked everywhere.
Oh, the
I
truck?
I think it was even in the Snowpaw show. I think it predated.
Okay, I can't understand you. I think you're talking about the truck exploding prank, which would have been one of the car dealership pranks, which I think you can find by going to phonelosers.org/auto, A-U-T-O, I think. I could be wrong. And if you want to hear it, it's in the very first episode of Telephone Falls, the animated video thing that I tried to do once, and I still owe you guys at least one more episode of, and I promise that will happen someday, probably being like 8 years from now, but I swear I have to do it. I promised I would, and I will. Quit hounding me, goddammit. I don't have time to animate shit.
Guess what? I woke up this morning and checked my subscription box.
Uh-oh.
And I noticed that there were 3 new shows. And I was like, oh, cool.
Oh,
that's awesome.
Poor thing.
But when I clicked on it, I realized that these were old shows. What's the matter, Brad? You trying to pull one over on us?
Running out of ideas. That's what it is.
Trying to fool us? I'm thinking, oh my God, 3 shows in one day. Wow. I was not happy.
Well,
no,
get over
seriously,
it.
Keep up the good work. The shows are hilarious.
Thanks.
And bubble booey.
Yeah, so he's referring to on the YouTube channel, on the youtube.com/phonelosersshows. I've been uploading old episodes of The Phone Show, the show that I did before I did this show, back in 2009 to about 2012. And I think I uploaded maybe 4 or 5 of those in the past week. And I've already gotten bored with it. I haven't made one in days now. But I'm hoping to get back into that. I really kind of want to at least finish up the rest of 2010. But a few people did complain about that. They thought there were new shows coming out. But it wasn't new shows. It was just old shows. But you can't complain this week because I'm doing 3 shows this week. 3 real, actual shows. So if it was one of those weeks where I just did one show and that's it, then you could complain a lot, but you can't complain because I've done plenty of shows this week.
Hey, Brad, no one wants to listen to old episodes of The Phone Show, okay?
See?
Seriously.
Everyone's
we want to
pissed.
Listen to fucking Kenny Loggins, okay? So why don't you play some of that, fucking hobo?
Oh, now that's offensive. The Google Voice, they censored out the fucking word, but instead of hobo, they changed it to homo, and that is very offensive to me. Google Voice, I don't know what you guys were thinking. What the hell?
Hi, Brad, it's me.
Hey there.
I listened to the live show yesterday, and actually it's one of the few I've ever caught. But I wish you would listen, paid attention more, rather, to the YouTube people. They came up with the best ideas. And if you call the country club back, any of the other pages, come up with just telling the people they got bad hygiene. There's been a lot of complaints.
Yeah.
As a former caddy and ball boy at a country club, I saw that issue come up once. It was almost a fist fight. So that could be real interesting. That's all. Bye, Brad.
Did you have the issue where the club members, they always wanted to wash their real balls in the ball washing machine? Was that ever an issue there? I'm guessing it probably had to be. At least once. But I usually watch the chat room. I think Monday might be the day that I screwed something up and I had the wrong chat room open in the window. And it was very confusing, I agree. It was like a last minute thing. I didn't mean to do it. It's not my fault.
Hey, Arby. Tim Riggy here. I was calling up to bring up a couple of things. One, I love when Jim is around. Also, you play some great music. During the live shows, just the background music, the loops.
No sarcasm.
The other stuff. And I was wondering, is there anywhere where I can see your entire iTunes collection? I want to listen to the music that Brad's listening. I mean, RB is listening to.
There's Spotify.
That would be super. That's it for me for today. Fuck you and your underground tanks. Cactus, cactus.
Wow, thanks. I don't use iTunes. It's been a few years since I've used that. But I'm on Spotify. I think my name on Spotify is Brad B. CP. But I'm not completely sure about that. I don't know how the whole Spotify sharing publicly things works. But I know some people have found me on there. Spotify is only half of what I play on the show. I try to play stuff that's not copyrighted on my show. So I don't run into as many problems with YouTube and other services. So basically, I have no idea how to share everything I listen to. A lot of it's just MP3s on my computer, like all the rappy stuff and all the other weird independent artists.
Hey, Brad, it's Jim Colin from Missouri.
Hey, Jim. We were just talking about you.
I was just calling, we went bowling the other day, and I picked up a ball and felt something in the hole there. Turns out it was a napkin or something, but
they
gave me the idea to call some bowling alleys and seldom use one of their house balls, and that your prosthetic finger broke off in the hole. And I thought it'd be funny to have them go and look for it. That's funny alone that somebody would have a prosthetic finger. I don't think that's
that they would bowl with,
exists,
like in the movie Kingpin.
Anyway, I sent you a list of about 125 or so numbers of bowling alleys around the Midwest and the South.
Awesome.
I figure they'll be the most get the best reaction out of them.
Yeah, we'll see.
But anyway, feel free to use the list as you'd like, or not use it at all, whatever.
Okay.
Keep up the good work. Love the show. Bye bye.
That sounds like a fun list. I will definitely try and get to that one soon.
Hey, Roy, this is your Uncle Scott calling.
Hey, Uncle Scott.
Actually, let's see.
You're mumbling a little bit, Uncle Scott.
This is my one calling.
You're holding your phone upside down again.
Well, I think you're not going to call you. I gotta tell you, it's so bad.
It's funny to hear him cry when I can't even understand him.
It's so bad.
Okay, I'm sorry, Uncle Scott. I've got to cut this one short. We're only halfway through this. Sounds like you're talking in the sideband channel on your CB radio.
Anyway.
Oh, there you go. All right, bye, Uncle Scott. Thanks for calling in.
Hi, Brad. This is Dave again.
Hey, Dave.
I was calling to tell you do an excellent job on your show, and I really love it.
Okay. Thanks, Dave.
You can give me a call back at 910.
What? No. What are you doing? No, stop it.
All right, thanks, man.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay, yeah, I'll get right on that. I'll call you back, and we'll chat for hours. It's going to be great.
Hey, Brad, it's Publicist. I just wanted to let you know that if you go in and update your Google Voice application, you can now send and receive pictures from within the application, so you won't get all confused and crazy like
I remember that now. I don't remember it, actually. I don't remember the details, but I remember that being an issue when I couldn't receive pictures on Google Voice.
Oh, I think you were trying to scam her out of something, or she was trying to scam me out of something. Anyways, so you should go and do that, and then everything can go back to simple again. The last thing I wanted to know is if you're going to do anything fun for Valentine's Day. Talk to you later.
I think for Valentine's Day, I'm going to call up every single Tompkinson in the phone book in the entire United States. That's what I'm going to do this year. I've never done that before.
Hi, Romeo. I was going to say that I have an idea. When you get, the numbers as, their work phone or home phone...
Mm-hmm.
Call their work phone,
mm-hmm.
and then tell them when you get the Royco roofing numbers.
Yeah.
Tell them that you broke in their house and you want to know where the gluten free cookies and
like a guaranteed way to get the police called over there.
And where they keep the weed at. But if they home, tell them it's a distraction service. Their car just got egged and dinged.
Okay.
Cactus. Bye.
Those are some really great examples of what not to do in prank calls, of things that will definitely get the police interested in your phone calls. And speaking of all that, everyone should go read the rules of prank calling. It's located at phonelosers.org/rules.
Hey, Brad, it's Nico. I'm just calling today because I'm listening to the January 27th live show. Yeah, well, it's not live anymore, I guess. Anyways, whatever, that's not the point.
Sure.
And you're letting people call into the show.
Yeah.
I think it's a great idea to let people call in, but only if they want to actually participate in a prank.
Yep.
I think if the listeners want to ask you a question, leave a fucking voicemail. Don't cloud up the show with your stupid-ass questions.
Come on.
Leave it to the voicemail area.
Every once in a while.
Anyways, that's just my opinion. I do like the idea that people get to call in, but I don't like when they're like, what program are you using the broadcast right now?
Yeah, that's a dumb question.
Anyways, talk to you later. Bye.
I'm not planning on taking a lot of calls on the air. In fact, nobody called in today. Somebody called in at the very beginning, and I wasn't ready to pick up the phone yet because I was doing things. But it's kind of nice every once in a while just bring someone on the air, say hello to them. If anyone wants to try calling into live shows, like Miko doesn't want you to, the number is area code 845-470-0336. It'll probably take me a while to answer the phone, so you just have to keep trying over and over and over throughout the entire live show. And eventually I'll look over and I'll see the light blinking. Maybe I'll pick up, but maybe not. Maybe I don't want to.
Brad, on your most recent show, you called George, and he was very upset that you told him that he was spreading rumors about thunderstorms coming. I had an idea because he was adamant to know who was spreading those rumors. So, and I noticed you picked someone off the list and told him the name. An idea going forward, you could give that person a call while the other person's on the line and just let them have at it. Let them fight with each other. I think that could be kind of cool.
That sounds all right, hilarious. Yeah. And I actually don't remember telling anyone that I said they were spreading rumors about a storm being on the way. That sounds like a listener idea. That doesn't sound like one of my ideas. But if I did that, that's awesome, and I want to hear it. Okay, I think we're done listening to voicemails. I think I got all of the new ones since the last show, at least. So that's a good thing. I don't think I'm doing an outro, so I need to beg everyone to support the show right here. If you would like to support the Snowplow Show, visit patreon.com/phonelosers or phonelosers.org/cactus. Either one is basically the same thing. You get extra shows, and sometimes you get live show videos. I try to do at least one hobo-sode a week that nobody gets to listen to unless they are a subscriber. And supporting the show makes more shows happen, and it makes me feel obligated to do an extra show this week because I didn't do two shows last week. So you're helping give even the non-supporters extra shows every week. But support the show, patreon.com/phonelosers. Let's get back into the live show. Okay, Troy. I was supposed to call Troy 20 minutes ago. He was supposed to call me. But he's too busy. Too busy to talk to me earlier. I don't even know what I was going to say to him. I think I was going to tell him he stole our pen. Pen. He stole the pen. But no, come on. I've already done that. A genuine fake wanted me to reassure him that he's a good boy and there's no hard feelings. That sounds like fun.
All right, still dropping.
Oh, hey, Troy, this is Roy from the Highway Department again.
Yeah, I tried calling you back, but your phone was disconnected.
Yeah, is a fake number.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I put a fake number as my callback number because I don't want people calling me. I don't want people having my number.
Okay. What's up?
Oh, yeah, so you signed up for this roofing rebid thing back in August.
Yeah.
You know, to do the highway roofing.
Yeah.
And instead of picking you, we picked, someone much better.
Well, you picked the low guy, didn't you?
Well, no, we looked at your stuff and we didn't like it. But anyway, I just wanted to reassure you that there's no hard feelings and you're a good boy. Yes, you are. You're a good boy.
What are you talking about?
I'm just saying that.
What is this?
This is Roy from the State Highway Department. I just wanted to assure you that you're a good boy. You're a good boy, Troy.
Is this a crank call or what?
No, of course not. I'm calling from the Highway Department. I just felt I should reassure you and everything. And you know, just no hard feelings. Don't worry about it. I mean, nothing.
I'm not worried about it, you know?
Okay. I just figured you were butthurt about the whole thing. That's all.
Why would it be?
I don't know. I'm just the way you wrote on this paper, but I just wanted to just completely reassure you that you're a good boy. Who's the good boy? Tell me who the good boy is. Who is it? It's you, Troy. Oh, he hung up. I think I'm just talking to myself. Okay, I can't do that again. No more of that. Okay, let me cross out Troy's number. Fun Society Arcade says that his tail is wagging like crazy right now. I bet it is. Next on the list is Tim. We're not going to tell Tim he's a good boy because I can't do it without just laughing. It doesn't work. Steve Dave says I gave him a red rocket. I gave Troy a red rocket. Thanks for that imagery, Steve.
Captain Walter Roofing, this is Mary.
Hey, Mary, is, what's his face around, Tim?
No, he's not. Can I take a message for him?
Oh, well, I'm calling from the State Highway, the County Highway Department. He did a bid on a roof thing for us, a roof job he wanted to do.
Okay.
Yep, so I just need his cell number, that's all.
Oh, actually, he's on vacation right now. He left for vacation. So oh, Alan is our estimator.
He'll want to hear this. It's good
what
news.
Is it?
I can't tell you. You're just a woman. I need to tell him personally.
I run this place. Don't you know that?
Well, I'm sure that they tell you do, and I'm sure the kitchen looks all pretty. But no, I just need his cell phone number, please.
I'm sorry, I can't give that to you.
Fuck.
No, so I can take a number. You know, I can take a message or have somebody else help you.
I was hoping that sounding important and being condescending to you would make you give me the number.
Sorry, not this time. Like I said, he's on vacation.
God,
so.
Fuck. Damn it. Okay. I don't know. Can you leave a message for him?
I will do that. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is Roy from the County Highway Department.
Okay.
And can you just let him know he's a good boy?
He's a good boy. Okay.
Yep.
I'll let him know.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Can
you want a phone number?
Oh no. Well, can you just repeat the message back to me and tell me who the good boy is, ma'am?
Yeah.
Just
you called and asked for Tim.
Right, but could you read the message back to me to make sure he gets it correctly? I just want to know who the good boy is.
Well, you're Roy from the County Highway Department.
Correct. Roy's
and
your
you're calling about... Pardon?
But you're going to leave the message for him?
Yeah, that he's a good boy.
Okay, perfect.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's
okay,
it.
Okay, great.
Could you also pat him on the head, please?
Yeah, bye.
Cactus Rider told me to have her pat him on the head. Okay, all right. Okay. Oh shit! Hopefully she wasn't still there. Okay. Next on the list is Tom. No more good boy stuff, you guys. We can't do that. It's messing up the calls. What do you mean you say the good boy thing in traffic, Cactus Rider? What's that mean? Like you yell it out the window? He says it gets people pissed when he tells people they're a good boy in traffic. Is it like when you're crossing the crosswalk and they stop for you? And you're like, who's a good boy? It's you. You are. Throw him a dog treat.
Good afternoon, North Metal.
Hello, is Tom around?
No, he isn't. He's out of the office today.
Oh, fuck.
Would you like his voicemail?
Oh, no, I just actually need his cell phone. This is Roy from the County Highway Department. He wanted me to call him today.
Okay, he won't be expected back in the office until Monday, though, so I'm not sure he would answer his cell phone either.
I could try, though. It's worth a try.
All right. Do you have his number?
No.
Well, why don't you give me a message and I will get it to him? Because he is on vacation. Excuse me, he's on vacation.
Okay, all right, fine. Could you just let him know he bid on this roofing rebid thing?
Okay.
And he wrote his name down on this list.
Okay.
And he stole the pen. The pen. He just walked off with it. We had a security camera there, and we went over the footage. It was back in August.
Okay.
And we just need the pen back.
If you want to call him on Monday and talk to him about this.
Well, I thought you were gonna leave a message.
I'm not going to tell him that he stole a pen back in August.
Pen. Why not? Because that's the message. You said you're going to take a message from me. She hung up. I hope I said pen right for you, Stalin without the charm. I know that pen is on my my pronunciation list on the wiki. At phonelosers.org/wiki. You guys ready for another 10-minute song? Because I've got a really good one here I think you're all going to like. Okay, wait. Before I call this next one, what should I say to him? Famous Fox, tell him they're receiving a smegma cheese plate for his bid. What, just as a parting gift? Or what would they call that? Compensation gift. No, what do they call it on game shows? You didn't get it, but it's not you, it's us. That's from MC Sar A. Consolation prize, that's what it is. consolation prize. Let's write that down. Whatever somebody said up there a second ago, though, like, I'm not sure you meant MC Sare. I want to call one of them and say, I'm from Royco Roofing, and I got the bid, and they didn't. And what's it feel like to be a loser? How about that?
Hello, this is James.
Hey, James, this is Roy from Royco Roofing.
Hi, how's it going?
Pretty good. I saw that you bid on this, on the county highway department on the roof rebid thing.
Okay, yeah.
You know, back in August.
Okay, I didn't pull it out here. But.
Yeah, well, you didn't get the job or anything. I actually got the job.
Okay.
And I just wanted to know what it's like to be the loser. And, you know, not get the job. Because I wouldn't know since I got it and I got paid and everything and my men did the work.
Okay, awesome.
But what's it feel like to be the loser?
It's not very good, but sometimes that happens, I guess.
Yep. Probably more for you than it does for me.
And who is this again?
My name is Roy Gerbel from Royco Roofing.
Royco Roofing.
Yep. Yep, we're over here in Appleton. But it is pretty awesome, though. We made some pretty good money at that and took my employees out to eat a bunch, you know, because I made so much extra money, and it must suck not being able to do that. It was pretty awesome.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate it.
Yep.
It sounds like you're used to congratulating people when you lose.
No, not very often, but...
Yeah, okay.
All right, is that, that it then?
Yeah, I guess that's it. How much did you bid anyway?
I don't even have it in front of me, so...
Oh, you don't remember about how much?
No, I don't.
Yeah, I guess it wasn't enough, though.
Okay. Well, have a nice weekend.
Oh, thanks, you too.
Yeah, bye.
Now I feel like a dick. Ah, Stalin without the charm says I'm hiring all of his workers away at a higher pay. If you'd said that like a few seconds ago, I could have asked him, can you give me the phone numbers of your workers? Whatever, Estelle. I don't care what you say. I thought it was amazing. I thought it was the best one of the day.
Hey, it's Zach. Leave a message and I'll call you back.
Ah. Zach.
At the tone.
Straight to voicemail on that one. This is the last one. And Smegma Cheese Plate Consolation Prize? Is that what we said?
Hi, you have reached Brian with Woodruff.
Blah, 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 blah. Don't say that. Let me try again. I like Tim's idea. I need to borrow the hot mops.
Hi, you have reached Brian.
Darn it. Okay, so, remember the first one on the list, and I think I fucked up the first one somehow. I can't remember how exactly, but I could at least call them up and do something different. But man, I really want to call as Royco to one of these people and ask to borrow their hot mops to do this roofing job that they didn't get. I can't remember what I...
Good afternoon, roofing.
Hi, this is Dave from the County Highway Department here in...
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like Randy put in a bid on a roofing rebid job.
Sure.
And he didn't get it, but I just wanted to let you know we're going to be sending you a consolation prize. And it's going to be a plate of Smegma cheese, like a really big fancy plate, and we're going to be delivering it there soon. And I just wanted to make sure someone is there to accept the delivery. Because we can't leave it outside. The city always says it's a health hazard.
Let me just get you, Randy.
Okay. Holy crap, you guys. I'm probably going to get his voicemail.
Oh, so Randy.
Hey, Randy. This is Dave from the County Highway Department.
Yes.
And you bid on this roofing job at the highway building?
Yes.
And, you know, you didn't win, but I just wanted to let you know we're going to send you a consolation prize.
Okay.
First, we're going to be sending a plate of cheese, smegma cheese, like a really large, fancy plate.
I'm not following you.
A plate of cheese for you and the other employees there, smegma cheese.
Okay.
And you get to re-roof my dog's house, the dog house in my backyard.
Oh, sure. What's your address?
It's 351 Morgan Avenue.
Yeah, okay.
Here in Appleton.
Okay. Sounds good.
It's a very small dog house. I think you can probably handle it.
Sounds great.
But is someone going to be there to accept the delivery of smegma cheese?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, because we can't leave it outside.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling.
Because of the fumes, you know? Now, see, Estelle, if that one sucked, then it's all your fault, because I used your idea. All right, so that's the end of the entire list. I mean, I guess I could just keep calling them. I could just keep going down the list. That was the first one on the list I just called, who I'd already called before, and I can't remember what I said to him. Maybe I should just keep doing the list repeatedly and until my show's over. That's what I should do. No, I'm not going to do that. Let's see. Thank you, Jeff, for sending this list of roofing bidders way back in September of 2016. You didn't think I was ever going to get to him, but I did. Hey, look, there's Nikki D's post-its again. Let's try that first girl, Joanne. And then after that, I'm out of ideas. I'm probably just going to play music for the rest of the show. Finish my sandwich. Sunshine brought me a Big Town Hero turkey with American cheese and a bag of Fritos and a Pepsi. It's delicious.
Please leave your message for...
Fuck.
Joanne.
All right, Joanne's still not picking up. I'm going to play a song or two, though. It's almost 12 o'clock right now. I'm going to be on the air until 12:30. That's when XYZ starts his show and forces me off the air like a big jerk. So I'm going to play a couple songs. I promise they will not be 10-minute long songs like that last one. And I'm gonna eat some sandwich and I'll be right back.
With your wrist cut, kid, fuck you if you win it for the lulls. And you isn't winning if you win it for the goals. Listen, all, shimmer and evolve. But you're fucking with the paper, I'ma get you in the ball. Get a job, I get involved. Like Sean P said, finna get the green, no weed head. Finna go from AMD to AMG. And I'm working for the day when that ain't make believe.
Okay, I guess I should do some calls before I quit. I only have 22 minutes left. We have homeowners. Yeah, I've got a homeowner's list here. It's the one I've been using for months now. And I don't think they've been put on alert. But I wasn't getting a lot of answers before because I kept calling them from weird phone numbers that they probably thought was telemarketers. But now I can call from within their area codes, so maybe I'll try a few of these.
Hello.
Hello, Brian?
Yes.
Hey, it's Dave from the Homeowners Association.
Yes.
And there's just a little bit of a problem.
What?
That mailbox that you've got out in your yard, it looks like the kind of mailbox a hobo would own. Like,
it's been out there for 20 years.
Yeah, and it looks like it.
Same mailbox as everybody else has on our street.
Yeah, but yours is all dirty and gross looking, and it looks like something a hobo would have in front of his house.
Who is this, may I ask?
My name is Roy Gerbel with the Homeowners Association. Look, it's not a big deal. It's been out there for 20 years. Can't you just buy a new one? It's ugly.
So you got it. Roy?
It's ugly.
Let me have your last name.
Gerbel.
How do you spell that?
The common spelling.
Okay, so you're not going to tell me.
Oh, no.
What's your telephone number?
I just figured you were literate. It's area code 4125. That's fake.
Okay, and so you dislike our mailbox.
Well, it's not me personally.
You're going to pick on ours over everybody else's on our street and everybody else's in the community.
No,
there's over 1,000 mailboxes in
the
community.
We all
just
voted.
Just like mine.
We all voted. We had pictures of everyone and we voted yours the ugliest. We had a meeting.
Okay, like, so you have picked on our mailbox.
We're not picking on it. It's just ugly.
Yeah, well, And what is your title?
No, I don't do titles.
Well,
titles are for squares.
Why would you call me? Why would you call me?
Well, just to let you know to get a new mailbox.
No. See, you're just calling to harass me.
No, I'm not harassing you.
I will be calling the police shortly.
What? No.
To make sure that that you're going to harass me like this.
This one single phone call. No.
As long as I know. And my wife has just made that phone call. So
we're the homeowners association.
They will be over here within the next half hour, and we will be filing complaints against
you.
That's
really slow response time.
No. Like I said, you're going to start problems. I've got to
make
sure who
I'm talking
to. You refused me to give you the last name and spell it for me.
No, I gave you the last name, and you just don't know how to spell things, and that's not my fault. But it's G-E-R... Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay.
So once again, where is your office so that I can come over there?
Okay, just forget it. Just keep your damn hobo mailbox up, if that's what you really want.
Okay, now you're going to harass me?
No, it's not harassment.
Like okay.
It's not harassment.
Because yours is better than ours, right?
It is. It's very much better than yours. But it's not harassment to have
Can I come and see yours? Could you give me your address, please?
No, I don't want you over here. I don't want.
So hobos you're going to harass me? Okay.
Well, why would I want you to come to my house? That's just weird. But anyway, my opinion's not harassment, and it's everyone else's opinion too. We voted. He was really into the harassment thing. Holy shit! All of that over a mailbox. All I said was your mailbox is ugly. It's exactly like those mailboxes you see hobos owning. Well, that was one call, and, you know, that was my first attempt. So maybe they do answer more if I have a local phone number.
Hello?
Hello, bud?
Yes.
Hey, this is Dave. I live down the street from you.
Yes.
I'm just a few blocks down. And I just wanted to let you know that me and my drinking buddies, we're going to have a party in your backyard tonight.
Uh-huh.
We're just going to be there and just, you know, hanging out and drinking.
Oh.
Yep.
Okay, well, I may not be able to make it because my wife is here. She's not feeling too well, you know.
Okay. So. Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, but thank you for calling.
We'll toast a drink to her.
Okay. Do that.
Okay, we'll do it.
Right.
All right.
Bye-bye.
See you later. Bye. All right, that's completely normal to him. Random guy wants to have a party in his backyard. That was an idea from Danny M. It didn't work, Danny M. He's just like, okay, no problem at all. He didn't yell at me. Didn't yell at me at all.
Hello.
Oh, hey. Hey, Edward?
Yes.
Hey, it's Roy. I live down the street from you.
Okay.
And my bowling ball got kicked in your backyard. Is it okay with you if I go back there and get it?
That's not a problem. How's the foot of the person that kicked it?
No, it's fine. No, that's not a big deal.
Okay.
But yeah, it's I just didn't want to go wandering around in someone's backyard without permission. It just got kicked back there. You know how it goes.
Right. Okay.
But it's okay with you if we go back there and retrieve it?
Sure, not a problem.
You don't have dogs or anything, right?
The neighbor next door has dogs, but they're probably
is it
in
fenced?
The house.
It's fenced in?
Bill, the guy with the white truck.
Yeah, but is it fenced in? The dog, is it fenced in?
No, it's probably in the house.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah.
I was going to say, we'd...
Or if he has it outside, it's on a leash in the back. And
oh, okay, cool.
Tied up on the wall.
Yeah, so we can, like, tease him and stuff, and he can't.
Yeah, right. Just curiosity how it got there. Your bowling ball, but that's why he asked the question how your foot feels.
Oh, no, we're just playing soccer. We just don't have a soccer ball.
Gotcha.
Yep.
Okay.
Just fair out in the street.
No problem.
Got kicked back there. Yep.
All right.
Okay.
You do it.
Well, all right. Yeah, I'll be over there in just a minute to get it.
Okay. Very good.
All right. You don't have to come out and talk to me. It'll just be awkward, probably.
Okay. Very
just
good.
Stay in the house.
All right. Go have at it.
I am. I'm hanging up.
Okay. Thanks.
No, you hang up, actually. You hang up.
Okay.
Do it. You did it. I saw a good one scroll by in the chat room a second ago, and I lost it. It's gone. That was an idea from Famous Fox, the bowling ball thing. Oh, okay, here it is. Tim wants me to say I'm going to have a yard sale on their property this weekend. Yeah, this weekend's coming up. Let's do that. I've got 11 minutes to tell someone I'm having a yard sale on their property.
Hello.
Hi, Lawrence?
Yes.
Hey, this is Roy. I live down the street, or not down the street, but you know, I'm over on Miramar.
Oh, okay.
And I just needed to let you know we're going to have a yard sale in your yard. We're just over the weekend, just Friday and Saturday, not Sunday though.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna.
Why are you telling me?
We're gonna have it in your yard.
Why would you do that?
Because our location is kind of like back on the end of a street, and yours has got more traffic. And I was just wondering if you had any tables we could borrow, though.
I don't know what you're talking about. Who do you think you're talking to?
Isn't this Lawrence?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. We're just gonna have a yard sale in your front yard.
All right. Goodbye.
Okay. You didn't say we can have a yard sale, so I guess it's all right. Let's try that one again.
Oh.
Hi, Charles.
Yeah.
Hey there. This is Roy from down the street. I'm your neighbor.
Yeah.
And I just needed to let you know we're going to be having a yard sale in your yard starting tomorrow morning.
Okay.
And so that's okay with you then?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Do you have anything you want to sell with it?
Why not?
Okay, well, yeah. What you watching on TV?
I don't know.
Were you sleeping? What was that click sound?
Yeah.
I'm confused. I keep hearing hang-up sounds, but then the TV never stops. It's very off-putting. Please stop. I didn't want to... I don't know. He sounded just too fragile, you know? He seemed a little out of it. Fun Society says he was trying to slam down the phone, but he kept missing. I want to tell one more person about the yard sale before the show's over.
Hello?
Hello, Richard?
Yes.
Hey there, it's Roy. I live down the street from you. I'm over here on Pelican 2.
Yes.
And I just needed to let you know we're going to be having a yard sale in your yard starting tomorrow morning.
You think so?
Yeah, yeah. It's just going to be in the yard and in part of the driveway. So make sure you don't have any cars parked in the driveway, because we got to set up early in the morning. We're going to be there about 5 or 6 in the morning.
Who is this? This is...
It's Roy. I live down the street from you. I'm in the 800 block of Pelican.
I'll bring it on down.
Okay, I will. We plan to. I wasn't asking permission. I'm just letting you know.
Yeah,
We're having a yard sale Saturday and Sunday.
This isn't Ray, I bet, huh?
No, this is Roy. I live on Pelican. And you're welcome to, you know, shop at the yard sale, but you don't get a discount, okay? You have to pay full price.
This must be Ray.
I don't know who Ray is. This is Roy, R-O-Y.
Okay, you have to deal with the boss here. She's on the other line.
I don't really want to. I don't want to talk to her because, you know, I don't need a sandwich.
Okay, well, I'm on the move, too, so I have an appointment I got to get to. I'll talk to you later.
Well,
bye.
I'll hang up then.
Is this John?
What?
Is this John?
Is your phone from the 1940s?
Probably prior to that.
I can barely hear you.
Oh.
Sounds like you're talking through a potato.
This is John Fink.
Your name is John?
Your name is John Fink.
You sound like a woman.
No, I'm not a woman.
Okay. You're a what?
An old lady.
Oh, okay. I see. Makes sense. Okay, then. You know, I have other people to call here. I don't have all day, and I don't want to make small talk.
Oh, okay.
And take that phone that you're on and throw it in the trash can as soon as we hang up.
You must be talking from a different phone because you sound different, but your accent's almost the same.
My accent? I don't have an accent. You have an accent.
No. You have a little New York accent.
Your face has a New York accent.
Who does?
Your face does.
Oh.
Oh, shit. I didn't mean to hang up on her. I just accidentally hit it. Oops. 3 minutes. She thinks I have an accent just because I say pin the wrong way. McScat wants me to say that I'm going on vacation and they need to feed my racist parrot. That sounds fun. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, is this Ann?
No, Jerry.
Oh, you sound like Ann. Well, hey, this is Roy from down the street. You know Roy, your neighbor?
Roy and the neighbor down the street? No, I don't really know Roy.
Okay, well, it doesn't matter. Anyway, I just wanted to let you know I'm going to have a yard sale in your front yard tomorrow and Sunday.
Why would you do that?
Because we have a bunch of old stuff in the basement that we want to get rid of. So we're gonna have a yard sale. Do you have any tables we could use, though, to put in your front yard?
No.
Okay. I mean, you don't have to lie. You could just say, I don't want to let you borrow them. It's okay.
I don't have any tables that I use like that.
Oh, okay.
And why would you use my yard? Why don't you use your yard?
I don't like where our location is. You know, we don't get a lot of people passing by and just, you know, we have like gardening stuff and you don't have anything cool in your yard. So we're just going to use your yard and part of your driveway.
No way.
And we're going to
we won't do that.
We're going to need access to the bathroom both days.
No way.
Come on. I don't have to walk.
We'll be out of, possibly out of town on at least doing some golf work those days, and no way.
Okay, well, see, you won't even need the yard then, so we can just use it while you're gone and have our big yard sale.
No, thank you.
Well, no, we're doing it. We're definitely doing it. I just wanted to let you know and see if you had any tables. And it's fine. We won't use the bathroom. I'll just walk all the way to my house every time I need to go pee.
No, you're not using our yard. Sorry.
And if
you... your own yard.
No, I don't want to because I have, like, you know, landscaping, and I don't want people walking in my yard because they'll track all the grass, they'll tromp it down.
But you want them walking in my yard.
Well,
I don't
care about
so.
Yours less.
Forget
but,
it.
But look, if you want to buy anything from the yard sale, that's fine, but you don't get a discount.
That's fine. I don't get a discount, and
yep.
I don't want to buy anything.
Not even a little bit. And we're not going to barter with you either.
Good. And the answer is no.
Well, that's,
have a good day.
That'll be my answer when you try and talk me down on the price. Oh, that guy was cool. Good old Jerome. Oh no, you guys. It's 12:30. I think that means I'm quitting. Let's see if XYZ's gone on the air yet. My phone just beeped, so I think it did. I think he did.
And when I was getting out of my chair, my pants were slipping, and I was pulling them off and getting back on the chair.
Anyway, you guys.
I had a computer virus that led me there. And then the virus scared the crap out of me by leading me to that stuff. And then I was getting...
Okay, all right. So XYZ, he's got a pretty good show happening right now. I think I'm going to go over and listen to that and see how it turns out. If you would like to listen to the XYZ show, it's Mixler.com/XYZQWA. Everyone should immediately leave this stream and go listen to XYZ. Thanks for listening, everyone. I don't even want to do an ending song. I'm just going to go listen to XYZ.
Telling the truth!
I'm going to see what happens with this poor kid.
I'm telling the truth!
Welcome to my paradox. Eternally there, it's not on point like the horns on a triceratops. On point like some pointy things. And if this album flops, you're gonna see me work at Burger King. Do you want some fries? Or would you rather have a super magical surprise? Oh, a shooting star, let's make a wish.
But you're going to leave the message for him?
Yeah, that he's a good boy.